Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. She's also the president of From the Heart Productions, which is one of the top money partners with Indiegogo, where they give fiscal sponsorship to filmmakers. Carol offers personal consultations to those who are sponsored. She's also teaching the intentional filmmaking class. And today's show is Adrian Gold's six-step formula to turn desires into reality. Adrian has clearly outlined goal setting for us, and she will help us by fully explaining how to create your goals. Adrian Gold. Carol, you have been working with Adrian for a long time, right?
Oh, yes. Adrian is a wonderful teacher, and we're really thankful you're with us today, Adrian.
Well, thank you, Carol and Claire. I know that many people set goals, and this one was given to me many, many years ago, and it has changed my life, and I'm happy to share it.
Good. So you worked in for a long time, right, Adrian?
I'm sorry?
You worked in sales?
Yes. I had to hit the numbers, and since your audience is mostly filmmakers, they should ask themselves, what is the purpose of the film? And, you know, they have to know what their objectives are and why they're making the film. And, they, you know, basically what I did is understood my purpose here in life, and I think that the filmmakers would also want to know what their personal purpose in life is, because it really helps to know this before you set your goals. And then also what you're aiming for, your financial aim, they need to ask how much money that they need and what they're aiming for at the time. And your purpose in life and your purposes do change over time. So goal writing can be corrected over time or rewritten over time as well. I wanted to tell a little story that I think addresses the nature of natural laws. And it's about a young girl, and this happened many, many, many years ago. She was an artist, and she was just starting out her career. But she had become very discouraged and depressed. And so what she had decided is to go into the wilderness for 40 days, and she was hoping to get some inspiration. And in those days, you could hitchhike. You know, this was many, many years ago without feeling that there was going to be a problem doing that. So she got herself out into the middle of the desert. And when she got out of the car, she walked straight into the desert, thinking that she would find herself in isolation, where she would be undisturbed, and she would have a chance to receive some inspiration. She cried all the way out there. Finally, she stops, and she's thinking, there's not going to be anything alive out here but me. And she sits down, and she notices that there's a lot of life out there, even though this was the desert. There was a lot of living things. There were birds and plants, and she could see the life in them. And she had noticed that there was one of those it's a cactus, and I don't know how to pronounce the name. I think it's Ferraro, which is a tree-like cactus, and it had fallen over. And she went over to it, and she dug a hole next to it and propped it up. It was, you know, in pretty bad condition. She propped it up, put it in the hole, and put the sand and the rocks in the hole, and stood back and felt very good about, you know, propping up this cactus that was on its way to, you know, dematerialization, so to speak. And when she stood back, she noticed some birds coming and chirping, and she had made a decision shortly after that she would look around, and any other cactus that was uprooted, she would bring over, dig a hole, set the roots inside the hole, and make a vignette. She was an artist. And after a couple of days, she had made a beautiful vignette. But then, of course, she wanted to support the, you know, the little garden that she had made. And there was really no water out there, but she could see in the distance there was some green, more green cactus. So she had gone over there. I'm going to make this story very short. And she ended up digging a hole, and she discovered a well of water there. So she dug a trough over to where her little new garden was. A trough of water was going over to feed this garden. Well, after a while, she was making mounds, and she was awake, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, looking for plants that had been uprooted, and she was making valleys and little roads with the rocks, and she was just making a beautiful cactus garden was what she had out there. And she was all by herself, but a lot of the living animals and insects and the birds would come. And especially because the water was now there, it became a real sanctuary. Well, one day she noticed a private airplane flying overhead. And a few days after that, some man came out in a Jeep out into the middle of the desert. There was no roads out there to see what was going on. Well, he was quite impressed with this. And the next few days, he brought over some friends. He brought out some friends. And shortly after that, there was a road because of the tracks that people from all over the world were coming to see this beautiful cactus garden sanctuary that had been developed from nothing. She was obviously there for more than 40 days. Finally, this young family comes out and approach her, and the man of the young family says to her, "You know, you certainly have gotten a lot of attention, but I can't give you all the credit for this. This is God's country." And the girl understood and answered, "I absolutely understand what you mean. And I give God all the credit for this. Why, if it weren't for the sand, the seed, the sun, the water, and the miracle of life and all the gifts of nature, none of this would be here. I understand that." And so the man said, "Well, this is good. So it is God that has done this. You give him the credit. It's not yours." And she said, "Yes, but I must tell you, sir, I came here a few months ago, and you should have seen how it looked when God had this place all by himself." And that is what we're going to talk about this morning. What we're going to talk about is the fact that we have everything we need. Everything is here. The gifts, the natural laws, everything is here. And our lesson today is how to achieve what we want by understanding the nature of principles, and principles are natural laws, and that when they are observed, they reflect the operation of the system, and principles cannot be changed. In nature, if you plant a cup of corn, come fall, you'll reap corn, not tomatoes. We live in a world of cause and effect. The principle of any outcome is the action that produces it. In other words, principle is the origin of result, and better yet, principle and result, both are the same thing. You cannot have one without the other. And understanding this basic truth offers us the liberty to set a goal, knowing in advance that we will achieve it, for it is the goal that guides us to take the necessary actions to obtain it. And then additionally, in nature, we also observe the acquisition timelines. Corn takes about 90 days, where walnuts take 7 years. So therefore, when you set a goal, you must include a realistic deadline to achieve it. And with these ingredients, you will achieve your goals.
Wow, that's a great story, Adrian, mm-hmm. and a very good understanding of what the principles and the laws are in nature. So let's get started with your first step in goal setting in your formula.
Okay. Now, you have to fix in your mind exactly what you desire. It is not sufficient to merely say, I want to be happy, or I want plenty of money, or I want to be healthy. You have to be definite about what you want. If it's about happiness, then write down what you want in your life that you believe will make you happy. If it's about money, be definite about the amount. Health, write down the specific concern that needs healing. When you're not definite, spirit doesn't know what to do.
Okay, so many of our listeners are filmmakers, and so I want to pretend that they are setting a goal. So if I have a $200,000 budget, for example, that's what I need for the entire film, Adrian, but I would start with $50,000 to get started. That would be my beginning budget that I would want to focus on. And so I would say to the universe, I need $50,000 to make my film, correct?
Well, yes. The thing is that if you have a $200,000 overall, let's say, long-term goal, then you want to set shorter-term goals because they're more achievable, then yes, that is exactly what you do. You say, I would like $50,000 at this point in time for this section or for this timeline. And you have to set a timeline of when you're going to achieve that $50,000.
Okay. All right. So now let's go to step two, because it all works together, right?
Yes. Because there's no such reality as something for nothing, you have to determine exactly what you intend to give. You have to invest yourself first. So what you're going to do, what you're going to give in return for your desire. For example, if you're unemployed and your aim is to earn $50,000 a year, your written statement, which we'll get to a little later, may say something like this. What I intend to give in return for the $50,000 is an hour of my time a day towards pursuing employment that warrants a $50,000 income. I notice I'm making this really simple.
No, I know, and it needs to be real clear. But first of all, so then for a filmmaker, they might promise to put in like 3 hours a day or 20 hours a week to create the foundation for the film to achieve the goal of raising $50,000, right?
Yes. Now, everybody knows inside their heart what they're going to invest. And I would say, it would be a daily promise. It might be 20 hours a week, and you could say that too. But you have to understand what you're going to do every single day relative to achieving your goal. And it's a promise. So if it's 3 hours, then it's 3 hours. I promise to invest 3 hours a day researching whatever they say relative to their particular goal.
Okay. All right. So we have an amount and we have a promise of what we're going to do to get it. We have a to-do list and an amount. Then what's the next step?
Okay. Now the third step is you have to establish a definite date when you intend to possess your desire. You see, the difference between a dream and a goal is a date, a deadline. The reason most dreamers don't acquire their dream is because they don't give themselves a deadline for its acquisition. You must set a deadline that's realistic. It's unrealistic to say, let's say you want $1 million. It's unrealistic to say, I would like to have $1 million in my bank account next week. Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting $1 million, but the realism of having it in your bank account next week will not help. You have to be realistic when you're going to acquire this goal, and you have to set a deadline.
Okay. I like to set goals near holidays, Adrian, because then I usually visualize myself on that holiday talking to my family and saying, guess what, I have just, whatever my goal was, I have just raised $50,000 over the last 6 months, or I have 5 new donors for my film grant, which could have been my goal. So I usually will visualize myself announcing the success of the goal, but I never discuss my goals with anyone while I'm working on them.
Yes, and that's a very important part. If you are working on a goal by yourself, it is not to be talked to by anybody. If you have a mastermind group, obviously you will be all talking about this goal because you're all on the same page. And the reason for that is because you're setting a goal is a single power. If you were to look at an atom, let's say, it is a single power, and it is very powerful. As soon as you discuss that goal to somebody outside of your mastermind group, you have divided the power in half, and there's no telling what that other person is going to do with their half. So you must keep it to yourself, or at least to your mastermind group, until achieved, and then you can tell the world.
Okay, great. And then the fourth step, that's where you create a definite plan, right?
Right. Now, what the fourth step is this is where you begin to write these thoughts and ideas down. And everything can be rewritten and, you know, I call it mid-course corrections. You know, if you see that maybe you need to add something or subtract something, you can do anything. But this is where you start writing, and you create a definite plan for carrying out your desire, and you begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put that plan into action. So this is where you begin to write your list or write whatever your thoughts are. You have to write it down, because in this world, there's a constant materializing and dematerializing going on, and we're just sort of like helping that along. So if we have something that is in our mind which has not materialized yet and we want to materialize it, then putting the thought on a piece of paper is the first step in materializing that goal, because it's a material thing when it's on paper.
Yes, you're bringing it from wherever it is. When we thoughts in our minds are in another location, when you bring it to pen and paper and write it out, you're bringing it into the third dimension. Totally agree.
Exactly. Right. It is three dimensions now. You know, the paper is material, and the ink or the pen or the pencil, that's material, and now the words are there. And
okay,
the object will be there soon.
The object is on its way. You're not kidding.
Yeah, you cannot beat this, because what you're working with are those natural laws. You're working with the principles, and object and result are the same thing. So, or let me put it better, your origin, the origin, where it comes from, which is your thought, and the result is the same thing. So if you have a thought and you bring it to the world, it will materialize and become, you know, what you're wanting.
Right, what you feel and visualize and what you are asking for, specifically asking for.
Exactly.
Okay, so here I am. I want to raise $50,000. So I would think one of the first things I want to do is get more people connected to me, more names on Facebook, and create a larger database for, as surrounding my film as a community, so I can raise the money from the people who are interested in the subject matter, right? So that would
Absolutely.
Be my to-do list.
Exactly. Now, you because you are now focused on what your intention is, all of these ideas of how you're going to materialize it or how it's going to come will actually come to you, and it gets easier. So everything, all these thoughts of how you want to market it or whatever it is that you think will actually get you to your goal, you want to put down on paper. You can always remove things from the paper, and you can always add more things to the paper. But you really want to get it down. The point here is to get it written down.
And you do. You get ideas out of the blue. I could do that. I could do this. My gosh, great ideas. Because the universe is now putting things in order for you. They know your goal. They know that you're committed. You're putting in the time. So they start to move things around and send you not only ideas, but people, places, and things to create your desire, correct?
Yes. Well, see, the thing is that when you have it in your head, being that you can think of one thing at a time, once you get it on paper, that thought, you don't have to think that thought anymore. So another one slips in there. And you get that one down. And then you just, it's a, like a train of thought. So you don't have to be concerned about thinking about putting it on Facebook or whatever your plan of action is going to be. You don't have to think about that because you can always refer back to the written statement. And another thought will be, you're creating a void in your mind, so another thought will come in that's been waiting in line to show up.
Okay.
Great. Okay, well, we have about 7 minutes left, and I just want to go back over what you said. I have my goal. I've clearly defined with a deadline for achieving it. I've made a commitment of what I will do for what I want. I'm clearly listing what I believe will get me the $50,000. Now, what's the next step? That would be the fifth one, right?
Yes. So now, after you get everything down on paper, you want to write out from that paper a clear, concise statement of your purpose, of what dollar amount you intend to acquire, the name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it.
Okay, how about an example?
Okay. Well, here, I'm going to give you an example of basically my written statement at this point in my life. So the first thing I have written down is my purpose. And my purpose is to enrich people's lives and businesses through my writings and artistic ability. The second thing, of course, is my financial aim, which is to achieve an extra $25,000 by December 31st, 2013. And then my written statement is, I seek knowledge and wisdom so I may inspire others to find their greatness and personal significance. My vision is to help establish integrity as the new symbol of social value. I will contribute through my writings and my artistic ability. I intend to devote 5 hours a day towards research, towards my studies, my writings, and my art. I will be kind, truthful, and keep promises. I will never denigrate others behind their backs. I know that I am not perfect, and I will apologize for those who I have wronged. I will find the most applicable means to make my intentions known to the public, and I will activate those means. I intend to acquire my desire and my financial aim of an additional $25,000 by December 31st, 2013.
Bravo, Adrienne. That's
wow.
Beautiful.
Yes. And it seems like, if I may say so, just by having the opportunity to have you on the show, sharing this with us is a part of that goal.
Absolutely.
Because of what's built in there, certainly. Now, we just have about 4 minutes left. I want to make sure we have a chance to cover the sixth step as well.
Okay, and this is really important. You want to read your statement aloud twice daily, once before retiring at night and once after arising in the morning. And as you read, you want to see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of your desire. You have to see yourself holding what you desire. Now, some people might feel that they're embarrassed to say things out loud and all that. It's okay if you don't say it out loud, although it is helpful because you get adding the vibrational, reverberation of sound included into the mix here, which is very helpful. So if you can say it out loud, that's good. And if you can't, do it anyway.
Well, I think it's important because we all have this unique signature. It's like an energy signature. We're all unique in that respect. So I talk to the universe just like they're in the same room with me, and I get passionate about what I want. And I think passion, or highlighting your desires with emotions, heightens your return.
Absolutely. Passion is very key, and sometimes you're not in a position where you can, maybe say your goal out loud because there's an audience who may not be on the same page. So you need to find yourself a place where you can have the privacy, and because I'll tell you something, passion is developed, and as you see things beginning to arrive, and you will see them, your life will completely change, and you will feel the energy being pushed through your whole bloodstream. It just, you can feel it, and the passion is really very important to have in order to stay on track and to just get there more quickly.
Yeah.
Deliver your message.
Adrian, I know that there will be some people who may be interested in knowing how to connect with you. Would you share some of that information with us?
Well, I have a Facebook page. My name is Adrian Gould, and I'll spell that for you. A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E is my first name. My last name is Gould. That's like gold with a U in the middle of it. Which is, I like to say that. So it's G-O-U-L-D. And then I have an email address, designmagic, designmagic, @roadrunner.com. And I would love to hear from people. If anybody has any questions, I would love to be able, have the opportunity to help somebody out with what they have questions about, or even feedback would be great.
Yes, feedback on goals is so important. You get it because it has to feel like it's really already happened.
Yes, it is. If you,
well,
if you have an intention.
Well, this has been a very, I'm sorry, please go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you have an intention, you will achieve it. You will. It's the same thing.
This has been a very magical half hour with you, Adrian. No, that's okay. We're going to have to close the show now. We just have about 20 seconds left, but I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you, and I know Carol does as well, and I hope we have a chance to have you back sometime. You have so much wonderful information to share. This has been very clear, your steps. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and I would love to return at some other time. That would be great.
Thank you, Adrian. Lots of love to you.
Thank you.
I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.